Well, folks, we have a great feature here for you. I'm with Susan Luger, and this is Simi Winery in Healdsburg, California, Northern California at its best. And as we drive north out of San Francisco, we are going to be staying at the Dry Creek Inn tonight. This area is just a beautiful area. I never want to leave it sometimes, Susan, once I get here, especially when you open wines like this. This is Petite Syrah.
Well, I always say Petite Syrah is anything but petite. It is...
I'll have to remember that.
I don't know who was messing with who when they came up with that name. I think the berry is a little smaller than Syrah, but there's really no other connection to Syrah other than the name.
Is this a cousin to Syrah? I'll ask the question.
It's actually Jerif is the varietal name.
Oh?
Yes, it's not always known as Petite Syrah. South Africa and Southern Hemisphere, they call it Jerif. Or even in France.
Here we call it Petite Syrah, and this is a great wine from Simi. This is only a wine you can get in the tasting room, I believe.
That's true. We make about 600 cases of this. I think this is our best-selling tasting room wine.
That's only enough for you and I, though.
Oh, I don't know. Our teeth are going to be purple after that. This is 100% Dry Creek. Sometimes it's 100% Petite Syrah, which is a little bit unusual because it's such a big grape. Sometimes it needs a little bit of the softening up of some Zinfandel, which is another big grape. When you're talking about petite, you're just talking about lots of color, really vibrant fruit, cherry and boysenberry, and just really beautiful, beautiful concentrated fruit. And then on the mouthfeel, you get really soft entry and then these big tannins to finish with. So this calls for some big meat.
A long time ago, when people started settling in this area, the old vine, as they're now called, Petite Syrahs and Zinfandels, they were all planted together, and there were some amazing plantings, and we have to thank those folks.
You know, they really knew what they were doing, because you could pick that vineyard and you wouldn't have to blend it. And today we end up blending most of the grapes, but it was a field blend. And you would get different characteristics and flavors, different things getting ripe. So some things would maintain their acidity, some things would just lend something special. So they really were smart. We really look back to what some of our pioneers were doing and think, wow, how did they know it?
Well, they did, folks. You have done a great job with this wine, and a chef is going to be very intrigued and excited. And we're going to sit here in awe of this next food and wine pairing. Folks, we saved you a seat, and it's time for Have Wine Will Travel and the Adventures of Dr. Vino. You're not hungry, are you?
I'm starving.
Especially after talking about this wine. We are enjoying Napa Valley this week, and I always enjoy Napa Valley. I live very close by, right over the hill from Napa Valley, and on a beautiful summer day, I can be here within the hour. That happened this morning, and I'm staying for a couple of days in the beautiful Napa Valley here in Northern California. Chef Terry Letson sitting with me, and where are we going to go food-wise with this wine? This is a beautiful wine.
Now, I like to leave Napa Valley now and then, Doc, but I always come home. Today, we're going to do a braised short rib. It's a really fairly big wine, a little bit of spice to it, a beautiful fruit. So we're going to take this short rib that we've seared in duck fat, braised in red wine with some aromatic vegetables, and we're going to serve that with our almost famous garlic mashed potatoes. And we're going to do some spinach, just some sautéed spinach with this, and keep it simple. We take the reduction sauce that we've braised in and reduce it down a little bit with some dried porcini mushrooms. Again, as you mentioned before, we take that comfort and just add a bunch of flavor to it.
Well, it really is something that you have to call this comfort food, but at the same time, this is really a tribute to the produce that surrounds the area here. Let's talk a minute about that, because you are a very fortunate chef to be in this environment here where on a daily basis you have things at your disposal that are incredible produce-wise.
You're right, Doc, and we are fortunate. We live in a valley that is almost all farmers between grapes and produce, and then all of us just kind of hang out and support that. We get, I call it the backdoor farmers show up, and we buy all their fava beans or beets or tomatoes and basil, and we're truly fortunate to have this abundance of perfectly bright, fresh, seasonal things come to our back door.
Well, this is a very special place, folks. And Fumé Bistro, how can they get in touch with you? There's a website and a phone number here.
Yes, fumébistro.com is our website. It has a lot of information and a couple little blogs that are fun to follow. Or you can find us at 257-1999 is our number. We're right off Highway 29 on the north end of Napa, and we look forward to seeing every new customer come in.
And Fumé Bistro always parties like it's 1999. And we're going to now move on to more wine and more food. Well, folks, one of my favorite grapes is Zinfandel. And I think that's probably one of the main reasons I live in Northern California. There are some amazing Zinfandel vineyards here. Another good part of it is that they're older than I am. So I like that part of it. I'm sitting with Susan Luker, and this is Simi Winery at its best. Susan, you've been here for over a decade, and you've seen Simi rise to the top. I think they're the oldest winery in Sonoma County.
We are the longest continually running or producing winery in Sonoma County. We kept going during Prohibition. Well, we kept making wine. We didn't sell it when I wasn't here.
And that bottle of Zinfandel on the table is talking to me. I love Zinfandel. Let's talk about the fruit sourcing here. We're going to be talking about right close to the winery here is Dry Creek Valley, and that is where Zinfandel is at its best.
It is. This is 100% Dry Creek Valley, and the fruit really jumps out of the glass. This one, it's hard to contain this wine. It is.
I can see by your smile that you're a big fan of the grape also. It's so good with food. I think that's really the bottom line here.
Oh, this one especially, I think, because it's got a nice balance to it. It's pretty packed with some alcohol, but everything is in check. It's a pleasure for me to taste it because it reminds me of being out in the vineyard and eating the grapes. Just
you know, I've had that experience myself. Just before harvest, you go out there, and you have to do that every day. I don't know how your tummy can take that, but in the early mornings, it's really fascinating for me to see Dry Creek, to drive out Dry Creek Road and see some of these vineyards that are 100 years old or more.
Oh, yeah. They are quite stunning, especially right now. The leaves are very vibrant. This has been an amazing harvest, and the post-harvest season has been exceptional this year.
We've really been blessed here in Northern California. Almost every vintage is great. The last two or three years, though, have really been special. And
actually, well, 2013 was huge for us. It kept coming.
Well, that's always a good thing. Now, food-wise with this, we could cover a wide spectrum, but again, I think I might go to pork. Pork and ribs and Zinfandel is a classic pairing.
Yeah, you know, this one's not bad with chicken, too.
Let's get both.
It even goes with salmon. I like a cedar plank salmon with the Zin, too.
I think we can eat all that food, but maybe there'll be another time.
Maybe we'll just have some sweet potato fries.
Well, we're expanding out the menu here, folks. We'll see what Chef brings to us. And it's time for some great food here on Have Wine, We'll Travel. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Well, it's dessert time, and Chef is it's dessert time, but we have one more course we have to go through.
Yeah, actually, the dessert is in the form of a New York steak for you.
Well, I can handle it.
So we focus on local product. This is probably hands down my most favorite thing that I've found over the last few years, and it's a Double R Ranch, New York. It's a 14-ounce cut of New York. We crust it in pepper and kosher salt and grill it to... It's the most amazing piece of meat out there.
Okay, well then, as long as we have two of them, you can have a bite.
Okay.
Here comes dessert. It did come at the same time. Now, I have a really nice dessert wine for this. What do you have there? This is a tradition that's always put on the table around the first course with me here because they know I love this dessert, and it's a tradition here at Salty.
Yeah, life's short. Eat dessert first, right?
Second and third?
Yeah, this is Salty's famous white chocolate mousse cake. This has been around since...
As much as you?
Well, it's almost as old as me. It's not as old as you, though, because then it would
have a different top on it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think eggs were around when you were born. It's solid white cake all the way through, and when you eat it, it's light and fluffy and just an amazing finish to your meal.
Well, here at Salty's, we are enjoying 7-8 courses, and Chef is having a spasm here, but he'll be all right. We want to thank you all for joining us here and have enjoyed some great food from the Scottish Chef. Please do not drink and drive when you're out there in wine country. Chef, may all your pains be champagne.